Hallelujah. Just a minute ago, I saw this hand. And I asked the Lord, what is this? And he said, this is the hand of the Lord. And I'm here this morning to release something. The hand of the Lord is here this morning with a miracle, with a sign, with a wonder for each one of you this morning. Come on, there's something in this room this morning. There's something in His presence. The living hand of God is here this morning. Come on, start crying out to Him. I don't know what your need is. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your miracle is. But the hand of the living God is here this morning. Come on, cry out. The God of heaven and earth is here. Wow, wow. Come on. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, Father, that hand that I saw released right now. Wow, right there. Release the miracle. Release the sign. Release the wonder, God. Wow, release creative healing right now in the name of Jesus. Wow. I see broken hearts, broken situations, broken things. Wow, right there. Here comes the breath of God. Breath of God. Wow, right there. Release, oh God, right there. Heal. Father, do what only you can do, God, right there. Wow, wow, come on. Right there. Receive your miracle. I just keep hearing him say, receive your miracle. Receive your sign, your wonder. Come on. Embrace it. Embrace it. I keep seeing someone embracing an individual. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Don't let the things in this world come against you and let it go. The Lord says it is yours. Come on, it is yours. Receive it. Come on, don't let it go. There's going to be trouble this week. But I hear the Lord say, if you will not let it go, I will bring you through. You won't have to go around. But God says, if you will hold on to this creative miracle that I've released upon your life, you will not have to go around it again and then deal with it again. But God will bring you through. Up and out, says God. Up and out and in to your promise, says the living God. Father, we release that over our lives right now. Right now, right now. Wow, right there, right there. Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Father, we release everything that you have for us in this day now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. We welcome you in the name of the Lord to the community church. God bless you as you came, and I hope that the word of the Lord is encouraging and will continue to be encouraging. We pray that the Holy Spirit is in this service. In you at this time, and wherever, it doesn't really make too much difference unless it's with you at this time doing the great work that God the Father planned. The plan included His Son Jesus Christ, and Jesus included the Holy Spirit saying, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to give you all the power, all the authority that God gave me to be an overcomer on the earth and still an overcomer in heaven. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit is to do that work in us right now. Kids, you believe that? okay. That the Holy Spirit is here to do everything he can do for you. Kids, are you, if you can't pass it on to the kids, you probably won't be able to pass it on to the adults, or they'll give you a courtesy wave. So Jesus is here for you, kids, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you call upon his name, anytime you call upon his name, he'll grant you the requests, and he'll get it to you also. So that's important, kids, right? All right, don't get all excited at the same time. Hallelujah. Well, we got an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. If you're making a payment or making a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. We're about right smack dab on 4th of July, 1 week away, like that, Independence Day. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. Well, again, good morning. All right. Sounds like you're a little sleepy or scared to say anything. Or good morning, Abigail. Good morning. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We're almost right in the middle of the summer. In fact, I think summer started. I shouldn't say middle of summer. Summer started in June 21st. And so we are well into it. You can feel it by the heat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kids, have a great time in Sunday school. All right. I was considering the thoughts of really what God is saying to us and probably to the United States and the world that we live in. And again, we with United Team International, we've talked about how important it is to have a team. Because together everyone accomplishes more. And so it's important to have a team, but probably even more important is to have harmony. And of course, with a team, you're looking for harmony. Amen? And harmony kind of, I think it comes from the word thought about harmonizing, which I don't know all that much about harmonizing, but is there a three-part harmony in singing? Is that okay? And so, yeah, so it's a harmony that you add to, and then it's pleasing to the ears, right? Harmony in the music realm. I was thinking about Jack in the basketball realm. If I was thinking about you and you were playing forward and you were running down the floor, and everyone was in harmony, that it went from here to here. The play was passed over here, and the guy made a layup. That would be harmony. You'd go, wow, I like that. Or somebody would be taking a three-pointer, and they made the three-pointer after they brought that team down to the opposing court and made a point on them. And so throughout life, I believe that there's harmony that God is wanting us to experience. Think about in our marriages. I think maybe one of the greatest thought about being in harmony, it's with a husband, wife, and children, right? And that's not easy to bring harmony. You know, that's not a three-part harmony. Like with a song. But the more you work together, I think this would be true, ladies and gentlemen that sing and play guitars and all this stuff, you have to come into one accord, playing the same song, and then to bring harmony to that song so it's pleasing to the ears. And also so that others that know nothing about it can actually sing along and feel good about themselves because they sang along. So you're pretty important to bring that to the mix as far as in praise and worship on a Sunday morning. Harmony, it's pretty important. So I woke up this morning and I've been taking an interest in fishing. And I have never taken an interest in fishing for 68 years, but this year I said I wanted to do something that I probably have only done a few times in my life. I've been at places that you could have went fishing, you could have had great success in their streams and lakes and stuff. But this morning it was real special. I got up probably about 6:30 and I walked down to the river, which is right across from my place, and it was almost like that I didn't interrupt harmony, I entered into harmony. And I was thinking about God bringing the sun up. I mean, I didn't have much to do with that, but it came up. And the wind, the breeze, especially at 6:30 in the morning, it was nice and cool. And the river, I didn't have much to do with the river, but it was flowing. And the water was clean, or looked clean at least, compared to the last couple of... And so there was almost like I didn't interrupt, I just kind of entered into it. And I didn't start screaming or hollering or anything, but there was a harmony there that was... It was beautiful. You know, I could have probably stayed there... Well, it started getting warm about 8 o'clock, 8:30, so I said, well, maybe I'm getting out of the... harmonious place called fishing. But I believe that God is wanting us to enter in, and I think the world that we're living in is, we can call it teamwork, but I think that God called it harmony, and he even talked about the narrative, which is a story, and he talked about the four gospels as harmony of the gospels, of the story. Told the story from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all the way through, and it calls it the harmony of the Gospels. It was telling a story. It was bringing us to a place that we could make a decision. Today we can make a decision on how we are going to receive harmony in our lives if we don't have it in certain areas. So in defining harmony in your life, it says to have harmony in life means having the ability to handle life's different areas. Okay? One area would be your career. You know, harmony in that. One area would be health. Mary, you could probably tell us the last 20 days, as far as the harmony, you had to go through some very, very difficult things, but you brought it through in health. Relationships, harmony in relationships. When we go to work, it's important that we have harmony in relationships. And to them, to work for your progress. So each area that you're looking for harmony in, it's going to work for your progress. Jack, when you go to your ball games or a practice, I'm not picking on you, I'm just saying when you're coming into it, you're coming into harmony with your teammates so that the forwards know what they're doing, the center knows what they're doing, the guards know what they're doing, the coach knows what he's doing, the opposing force will come, and if they're not knowing what they're doing, you'll have the victory. And even if they knew what they were doing, it'll depend on what you know about getting through and the progress that you will receive. That's why you practice, right? And in practice, I remember being a little boy and going out for the first time to play basketball. It was not harmonious in any way, sense of the word. And I also coached a team that was third and fourth graders, and there's not a lot of harmony in that, because you have to bring understanding into harmony. And so today we're talking about careers. How do we bring harmony into our career? How we bring harmony into our health? How we bring harmony into our relationships? And how they can progress us into living in harmony? Because I think, I just like the word, you know, to get together. Those that have sang together for a long period of time, they just become better and better because they're knowing each other in a harmonious way that they can make music together, right? You know, if it's the first day on the choir or in any of stuff like that, those that have been in choir in high school, was it a little bit confusing the first couple of tryouts? Yeah, I think so. You know, I haven't talked to Darcy Reese, but it's got to be kind of a wild deal to bring people all together, 90 people together, and have them to be able to. So you have to know all of their, like sopranos and bass and altos and all these things to bring them together to make them sound great so it's pleasing to the ears. And I really believe that God is trying to bring that into our lives, a harmony that we know what's going on in all of those areas. Okay, and this does not always mean that you're like in a career or a place like this. This does not always mean monetarily or materially that you're going to benefit so much from harmony that you're going to make thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, if that happens, that's very good. And I think that in that type of state of mind, you're going to have a better chance of making yourself a great success and in some of the areas that we're going to discuss today. most of us spend too much on what is urgent and not enough time on what is important. And I was thinking about that statement. It was from Stephen Covey. But I was just thinking, spending time on what is urgent. You know, yesterday I got up and I went to the prayer meeting, and that wasn't any stressful thing. But after the prayer meeting, I had something on my mind that I considered urgent to the place you push a little bit so that you can get your narrative across so other people know that you're going that direction and they can come along. But if you push on that, it doesn't bring harmony. It brings more like, you know, we're visiting, we're doing this, we're doing that. And I said, you know, yeah, but you know, the fact is that we have to walk in harmony with the Gospels. We have to walk in harmony with Jesus Christ. We have to know where he's at, what he's doing, and what he's saying, because that's our narrative. That's our story. If we listen to what Jesus is saying, it'll be a powerful, powerful understanding of the things that he's trying to accomplish in us. So to spend time in the urgent areas, well, it's urgent. It's urgent. I have to do. How would you like to spend that in your heart? Everything was urgent. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then if you were in that area and you don't have enough time on things, what's really important, you know, maybe areas where we think are important or urgent is not important to the whole narrative, the whole area. I think when Jesus was walking, you're talking about going fishing, when he was walking on the earth, Peter was a fisherman and several other of the disciples, and they were a little bit more urgent on fishing. Like they'd go out and they were out all night, they didn't catch any fish. And you know what, I felt like that this morning and last night also. You're out there, but you know there's something about harmony. It's not about catching the fish. It's about you tuning in to something that's bigger than all of us. What's important?
you know, catching a little fish, or harmonizing with creation around you, having that feeling like, you know what, it's worth living. It's worth doing this. It's worth taking time. And Sandy come down, and I don't know how many, there were, we had three of the grandsons, and myself, and Jacob, and we were down there, and we were all trying to catch fish, and Jaden was trying to cast, and she said that was quite a picture along the riverside. And it wasn't because we were catching all sorts of fish, it was just a moment in time. It was harmonious. It was a time that she said, yeah, I've kind of captured that in my mind. So principles that we can, I want to just mention some principles that we can use to help us in the days ahead. And I did mention that I think there's a real attack on breaking up unity and breaking up harmony in the world today. And I think it's, the enemy is trying his very, very hardest to break up unity and having harmony in your household, having harmony between husbands and wives, having harmony in your business places. And yet it's probably the most important thing that we could possibly have is harmony in those areas. It would be very, very beneficial in every aspect. Principles that we that will help us live by. First, to find harmony in disharmony. Number one, to find harmony in disharmony. That's kind of interesting. How do you find harmony in disharmony? Okay. So if you were a counselor, what would your job be? You'd be trying to find harmony in disharmony, right? I mean, they go to a counselor so they can get harmony. If it's a husband and wife, that they can get harmony. If it's a business area, if it's a mental thing, they're wanting harmony in their minds so that they can get to that place where they can handle life. Again, it's to handle life's different areas is harmony. And so to have harmony in disharmony is an important thing. Stop. What does this look like? Why is this happening? And then sometimes maybe asking yourself, are you causing it? You know, the disharmony. And so if you are, you need to get in there and start saying like words like, sorry, please forgive me, I was anxious. Different things like that, because you know, when you bring remorse to the deal that it was your fault, it brings harmony back into a conversation, right? I think so. You know, have you ever got out of whack with a conversation and it went, and then you went, and then you went, that is disharmony. So how do you bring harmony back into that disharmony? Is, again, going to the place saying, I'm going to bring harmony. I'm going to be the one that is a three-part harmony, four-part harmony, and I don't want to bring every other part of it, or you won't be able to lead us in that song, right? And so it's important that we can bring harmony into disharmony. All right. Number two is to work is life and life is work. When we go into situations in the work realm, it's not all about work. Amen. Work is life. Tomorrow morning, I'll probably go to work, and work is life. And Bethany, you'll be going to work at the bank. Work is life. Jeff will be going to some job, a yard to mow. David probably be out in some area. The girls probably be doing something in working and different things like that. So work is life, right? I mean, we work, it's life. So what is the greatest thing that we could bring to that is harmony. You know, make me an instrument, Lord. Hallelujah, of harmony. And life is work. So work is life, and life is work. So we're going to go out. We're going to do something every day. And whether it be in the sports area, wherever it's at, you're going to need to work at it. Amen? Number three, don't live someone else's life. Do not live someone else's life. You know, well, I'm going to please that person. Sometimes that person is unpleasable. You couldn't change their life if you wanted to, but you're insistent on changing their life. You can't change their life. Live your life, and then you can change their life. Amen? If you're trying to change someone else's life, you're just going, hey. But God will give you answers to change people's perspective and life because you're walking out your own life. Amen? Number four, don't be a know-it-all. Be a learn-it-all. Don't be a know-it-all. Be a learn-it-all. And I've run into some very, very intelligent people that know, especially on subject matters, you can ask them, and they'll know everything about everything, and you ask them, and you get their perspective on it, and it's probably true. They're a know-it-all. And if you ask them, then you start asking them about different things that they don't know much about, but they still are a know-it-all, if you know what I mean, in subject matters. Then you ask them another subject about another thing, and they probably don't know it all in that subject, but they'll tell you that this is what we think. So sometimes we have to be one that is learning it all. You run into people like that, they learn it all, and man, you like to hire them. You know, because they start at square one, go to square two, then they know that. Three, they're constantly learning and being that type of person that's very, very good to be around because they're in harmony. Amen? So don't be a know-it-all, be a learn-all. In anything that you do, in just number five, it says, do it with passion. You know, do something with passion. You know, if you're passionate about something, and in any area, if you're passionate about it, people understand why you're passionate, because you're going to be telling them and you're going to be showing them why I'm so passionate about this. David, when you go to work in the morning, do you say, oh man, I don't want to go to work. I want to sleep in. I want to do this. And if you had that type of narrative, that type of story about your life, where are you going to pass that on to? Because there's going to be four guys working with you. Yeah, I didn't want to get up this morning. I didn't feel like eating. I didn't feel like doing much of anything. Why don't we just all go home? Well, you're going to have to be passionate about what you're into to get other people into it. Isn't that right? I mean, maybe the first, the hardest step is the first step into a situation. When you step in the morning, man, I said, do I really want to get into this? The other day, I was just lining up for a concrete job, and I counted the telephone calls that I had to make to get this concrete job, and it was 41 telephone calls. 41 telephone calls. That's crazy. And you'd say, well, why did you have to make so many calls? Well, it was to line up everything from the concrete to the concrete pump to the time, and then I couldn't get a concrete pump. So I went something like 25 different places for a concrete pump. This was not harmonious to anything that I was doing, but I did it, and I kept on doing it, and I kept on doing it until I got it. Then I felt very, very good. But it took that long to get through the process. Sometimes it's just not getting up and going, well, you know what, I'm going to Grand Forks today. And then what are you going to have? And then what are you going to do? And what are you going to do? All sorts of different things. So we have to understand that that area, don't be someone else's person. Be your own person. Don't be a know-it-all. Have passion in the work that you find. Find your sparkle. You know, when you're looking for something, you want something to sparkle. You know, like, I got a belt on here. I seen it. Oh, it's not this one. This one doesn't spark. But I have two belts that really sparkle. And why did I buy those belts? Because I like it sparkling. And you know, there's sparkle in people's lives. You look like for that in your kids' life. You know, when I talk to Jaden, I'm always looking for a sparkle that I could talk to him. You know, if it's him riding horse on my knees or something on that order. Hey, should we have a horseback ride today? And different things like that. And his eyes go, yeah, that sounds like a good time. And so we have to, what is your sparkle in life? Hope, what's your sparkle in life? You know, and if you can find the sparkle in life, you'll always go back there because you like it there. That's my sparkle in life. Maybe it's drawing. Maybe it's something that you really enjoy. It's your sparkle in life. All right. And so we take a look at the area, life is not a rehearsal. Life is not a rehearsal. Okay, so I get up in the morning. This is not a rehearsal. This is life. And so what we do in life is not a rehearsal. We don't go back and try it again. And we don't go back and try it again. This is really life. And how you do life is going to make a big difference for yourself and everyone around you. Amen. And if you can grab that with the Gospels, Jesus, he just did life so good. And the disciples stayed with him. They were not being paid. It didn't say they were not hired. He went and just talked to them and said, hey, come and follow me. But he kept their attention for 3 years with this narrative, the story that he was telling. And Matthew, Mark, and Luke and John said that it was the great harmonious areas of the gospel coming, the story coming out, that this is the way we should walk. This is the way we should have our life. It was a great story. And it is a great story. And just think how many people it's captured. You know, it's captured literally hundreds and thousands and millions of people because of the story of the Gospels of Jesus Christ. Such a powerful, powerful narrative, such a powerful flipping the script. I think about my own personal life when Jesus came in, how he changed my life, how he changed the story, how he flipped the script. Man, it changed everything. Amen? And so when we come with that type of passion and that type of thought, people are going to be drawn to it. It's going to be an automatic thing. They're going to say, wow, what are you all about? Why are you acting the way you're acting? Because people are expecting a lot different action in the world that we live in. This COVID virus certainly hasn't brought a great narrative to our society. People walk in fear. People are concerned about anything and everything. I went to Grand Forks yesterday. Menards just seemed like, what is going on? Sam's was, where are we at? But it's not bringing a place of saying, I'm strong, I can walk in victory. This is my story, this is my song. And when people start looking at you, they're going to start asking questions. You know, the gospel is the good news. The gospel should just bring people just going, wow, what a harmony in your heart and in your life. Praise God. So having a sparkle in your life is pretty good. Hallelujah. When I got little Jaden here today, he's my sparkle in my life. I go and knock on the door when I'm going to pick him up, and Jaden's at the door going, Grandpa's here, Grandpa's here, Grandpa's here. That's my sparkle in my life, man. I'm going, I mean, he's at his house, and when Grandpa comes, he must hear my knock because I knock a certain way. Grandpa's here. Well, he knew I was coming too. So that's the sparkle in his life and in my life. And we walk out, and Jacob's usually sitting in the pickup. Oh, yeah, there's Dad. Yeah, that's right. But that's a great thing in my life personally. So life is not a rehearsal. It's something that we should be excited about and ready to go into, not disturb the nature there. Like when I went out to the river this morning, I didn't disturb nature. I stepped into nature. and the breeze and the leaves and the smell of the green grass mowed and the water flowing. It didn't, when I come in there, I didn't interrupt it and tell it to flow north when it was flowing south. I didn't do anything like that. All I did was, probably the greatest thing that I did was when I cast it out, there was just a little bit of a drop that went into the river. And when you do a good cast, you go, I like that. I really like that. And when you're reeling it in, you always have the anticipation that it could be a fish that comes in. But I find out it isn't so much about the fish. It's about you being there in the environment, that harmonious environment that God has created for us every day in nature. And, you know, maybe if we could look at each area, our career, with a harmony in our hearts. As I was mentioning, different situations and sports events, go there with a harmony and a unity that's going to make you a winner, whether you catch the fish, whether you make the basket. It's just in your heart just saying, I'm one. I'm one with a harmonious God that makes me more than a conqueror. And I think that that's so important that we step into these things. I think some areas, like getting a good night's sleep, could bring some harmony. You know, I've been finding out that if I don't get a lot of sleep, I want to sleep. And when I want to sleep is not when I'm supposed to sleep, it's when I shouldn't be sleeping, but you're walking around the job saying, boy, I'd like to take a nap. You know, and that's not your best place. So it's important to get good sleep. Just important to get good sleep. Thinking about that nourishment, you know, how are you eating? You know, and they say you are what you eat. And so I guess maybe it's important to get the nutrition that will make your body function in a greater dimension, that you'll live life and your progression into life will be great. Another area is to exercise. You know, I'm one that always gets up and says that I'm going to go for a walk, and I don't. It's kind of my, and when I do walk, I feel real good about it because I did walk. It wasn't so much about me getting or being fit, because if I do this once a week, I feel good that I walked. I'm probably not going to get in shape. But when you do it every day, when you do a daily deal, then it's a good thing for you. Amen? And so I think that it's important that some of these things in the natural that we don't do, it's important that we start doing, and we'll feel better about ourselves. Our harmony will be in a greater dimension, and it'll be a great, great thing. So again, sleep, nutrition, and exercise is a real great thing. And at 68 years old, I'm really recognizing that at 68. You know, I'm not going to tell you about the rest of the years, but I knew that I had to stay in shape for the business that I'm in. But it was important now, especially that I get proper sleep, that I get proper nourishment, and that I actually, you know, do some exercising instead of talking about it, you know. Sit up from your bed is only one sit up. That does not count. All right. And then good relationships builds happy lives. When you have good relationships, you know, Sandra's studying some things. She talked about one person that has a negative outlook on life, how it can create problems with your whole organization. And, you know, and I started thinking about that, and different people that come on into your life, when you're around them, they're not really giving you life. And I had that experience yesterday, and I'm just going, why do I do this? You know, why do I do this? And then maybe is, why do I put up with it? And maybe be able to deal with it in a proper way, asking God, how can I deal with this situation instead of cutting the situation off, And if you had to cut it off, well, then you have to cut it off. So it's important that we build good relationships will bring you to a happy life. Amen. When you got a good friend, when you got someone you can talk with, when you have something that you can say and it's not going to be used against you, that's a good relationship. And it brings a lifelong happiness on the inside of us. So just today, I just believe that God is asking us, how are we in harmony with Him as the God of heaven and earth? I think that's very important. The Gospels, again, the harmonious movement of the Gospels, those four Gospels changed the world forever. Those four books that Jesus, that was the narrative, that was the story of the life of Jesus, changed the whole world forever. So if we could grab a hold of Jesus in that dimension, and even in his daily walk and how he worked with the disciples and how he showed them that this is the way we live life. This is success. And you know, sometimes when he said things, they were very hard. I mean, you know, get thee behind me, Satan. He said that to one of his disciples. Now, why would he put that in his narrative? Well, apparently it was important that Peter knew that he was not walking in the narrative that Jesus was walking in. And so he set Peter in his place, not by being mad, not by being angry, but he did set people in place. When he was flipping over the tables in the synagogue, it wasn't that he was upset so much, but of the actions that the people were taking were going the wrong way, the wrong narrative, the wrong story. And Jesus set the story straight. And he wasn't always like that. You know, we probably bring up those more often than not when Jesus was the one that fed the 5,000 or the one that took the children in, the one that said that, you know, you have to become like one of them little ones to enter into the kingdom of God. That was more of the story of Jesus. So we can't put him into the one narrative or the one part of the story that he got angry and he flipped tables over. And I guess maybe if it's more your personality to do that, you probably use that scripture a little bit more. But I believe that God's wanting us to come into the unity of the Spirit of God with harmony. And he wants to harmonize with us early in the morning. And I don't think you have to go fishing early in the morning to harmonize with God. And I don't think you have to be at 9 o'clock at a certain place and saying, this is the urgent deal. No, I must harmonize with the life that I'm living, with my wife, with my children, with my careers, with my health, with all of those areas. They're so important for all of us. And when we go through it, sometimes we even go under condemnation. Well, why did this happen to me? Well, you know, that's not the story of Jesus. The story of Jesus said, I'm going to heal. I came to heal the brokenhearted. I came to heal the people that are sick. I came to do miracles, signs, and wonders to those. He healed. It said that he healed at one time. He healed them all. You know, and I think that that's who he is. And so if we're not going to another narrative, another story that's been written or being written by other people, that's why we have to be our own person today. You have to be your own person. And if you're struggling with something, hopefully we have other people that can come alongside knowing this is our story, this is our song, and I got harmony with God, and I've got harmony with man, and I can help you in that. So with that, why don't we stand and let's pray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I guess if I was very, very selfish, I'd pray for myself for having great harmony in my life and having, you know, this perfect life. But, you know, the first thing was, how can we be in harmony in the midst of disharmony? Someone's got to start it, right? It could just as well be each one of us. And sorry is a good way to start. If you blew it in some way, you know, sorry, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Boy, that something about those words brings great harmony. You know, Mary, you know, I could have said, how many times I call you? I called you a couple times. I could have said, hey, Mary, I'm sorry. I didn't spend enough time just saying, hey, I know what you're going through. I talked with Jim. I did all that. But you know what? Isn't that what we should be? It brings, I'm not coming under condemnation on it, but you know what? It's important that we have that type of harmony with each other. Haven't talked with Bethany for a while. I didn't say, hey, Bethany, how are you doing? Her smile usually tells me that, but, you know, it's important that we have this type of unity and harmony in each other's lives because it'll bring us a long way. Amen. Churches, that's what the church should be, is harmonizing with the God of heaven and earth, harmonizing with everything that he has done for us, harmonizing with praise and worship, because it said that he would come and he would be in the midst of praise and worship, trying to even grab a hold of that. God, you're in our midst right now. And we're harmonizing with you, Jesus, in praise, worship, and adoration of who you are and what you can do and what you're doing right now on planet Earth. I pray for the young people in our congregation and in other places, God, that they could harmonize with the God of heaven and earth. And Lord, the very purpose and plan that you have for them in life, God, that it would be revealed to them. Hallelujah. 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 Anyone needing prayer in this area of harmony? Harmonizing with maybe a situation in your life, you say, I'm trying to get a hold of it, but I can't get a hold of it. We'd stand with you and we'd pray with you this morning. All right. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your greatness. We thank you that you're the God of heaven and earth that brought harmony to the Gospels, that brought harmony to the world that we live in. And God, if we're looking for the answers, we need to look to you, for you, and getting the answer from you is so very, very important. God, we give you the glory and the honor due your name. May the Lord be with you. May his force of God, the Holy Spirit, be with you, lead you throughout the week. Be blessed of the Lord, and God bless you. Amen. You're dismissed.